Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Oil World this morning projects that the U.S. is likely to harvest 88.5 million tons, or 3.25 million bushels of soybeans in 2009-2010, up from 80.54 million in 2008-2009. It forecasts that U.S. farmers will plant 31.6 million hectares of soybeans this year. That's 1 million more than last year and 800,000 higher than estimated in the U.S. March Planning's Intention Report. It forecasts a sharp rise in U.S. 2009-2010 soybean crushings to 48.70 million tons, up from 45.35 million a year ago, but it expects only a modest rise in 2009-2010 soybean exports to 34.70 million tons from 34.20 million. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS issued its crop progress report for the week ending May 31st. The numbers look like this for corn plantings. NASS says 93% of the crop is in the ground compared to 82% last year, and the five-year rolling average of 97%. For soybeans, 66% is planted versus 48% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 79%. NASS also issued its first conditions report of the season for corn. It rates 70% of the crop in good to excellent condition, and 4% is rated poor to very poor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 87.28 is up 7 points. The NASDAQ at 18.25 is down 3, and the S&P 500 at 9.42 is down 0.19 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, it looks like we've had some rain in the eastern Corn Belt overnight.
Well, some areas have gotten a lot more than others. Certainly, rain has fallen in the eastern Corn Belt as forecast, and more is on the way. And I really think that, it's nothing new to what we've been talking about, but I really think that we're going to have some just really serious problems here with those areas that are not yet planted, because I don't see any relief in sight from the rain on a prolonged basis. And last week we talked about where there would be a few days in a row where there'd be some dry weather, but stringing together four, five or more, which is really what you need at the minimum to get some fields dry enough to get back into them again, that's going to be very difficult. Rainfall last night during the late afternoon into the evening was extremely heavy over portions of Illinois and Indiana, and we're looking at rainfall amounts in excess of 3 inches in some bands, one extending across parts of Fulton and Tazewell County in Illinois over into McLean, southern Livingston, Ford, Iroquois, far north central and northeastern Vermilion County in Illinois, and then over to Benton and Warren counties in Indiana, Tippecanoe County, Indiana, and some areas north of there too, in pockets getting 2 and 3 inch amounts of rain, and many locations picking up a half an inch to an inch from that area I just described northward. Southward, some areas got rain here at WILL, 23 hundredths of an inch, or I should say 21 hundredths of an inch total, so under a quarter of an inch, but enough to make the fields a little wetter. You go south of the Champaign-Urbana area, not very far, and it was dry over the last 24 hours. And some areas in southern Illinois, southern Indiana have been dry for a few days. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening in and you can get into the fields and you don't have your fields planted yet, get as much done today as you can because the rain is on the way. It's going to be coming in tonight into tomorrow. And then that's going to bog things down once again. And we're already to the 2nd of June. So any delay now is very, very serious because we're really at the end of the window of opportunity for planting here. And any delays of a week or more are just going to really put planting way late into the season. So there will be some corn that just frankly will not get planted this year. And it's been too wet here in some areas this spring. Now, fields that don't get the flooding and crops been in the ground for a while, moisture is plentiful. There's no problems really with dryness in our part of the Corn Belt. Some of the northwestern Corn Belt has been dry, but it looks like some rain will be working into that area as well. And some of the rain will be working into the Central Plains too, at least the northern parts of the hard red winter wheat belt to help finish up the wheat crop in parts of Nebraska, northern Kansas, and northeastern Colorado. South of there, it's been a bit drier, and I think the trend will still be for drier to the south of there. So getting into Oklahoma and Texas, maybe conditions aren't as good. In the spring wheat belt, well, they're having problems too. They've been wet at times, and now we're looking at some unusually cold air. In fact, some areas in the northern plains spring wheat belt had temperatures drop into the 30s this morning. So bit on the cool side, even for up there at this time of year. And we're looking at cooler than average air, not only in the northern plains, but it will spread across most of the Midwest Corn Belt for the next couple of days. So that's going to slow the drying rates down a little bit as well. So we're looking at now a serious problem with the corn planting, because I just see more rain coming in to central sections of the Midwest Corn Belt, right across from west to east, right through the middle of the Corn Belt, later today into tomorrow. And southern sections will get the rain tonight through tomorrow. And then after a couple of dry days, Thursday and Friday, we could be seeing more rain coming back into the area over the weekend and into early next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 725.5, down a half. Last trade down 9. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 672, down 2.5. Last trade down 9. December, 717, down 6. Last trade down 9.75. July corn opened at 443.25, down 2.5. Last trade down 4.25. December, 465.75, down 2.5. Last trade down 4.5. July beans opened at 12.18, down a half. Last trade down 3.75. November 10.85, down 1. Last trade down 5.5. July soybean meal opened at 390.80, unchanged. Last trade down 60. July soybean oil opened at 40.43, down 2. Last trade down 23. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He's in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what will the trade make of yesterday afternoon's crop progress numbers?
Well, the corn was as expected pretty much. The beans were not quite as far along as expected. They were looking for a higher number on the beans. The corn they were looking for, it was right in the middle of expectation. So I think that we were making good progress. The problem is the forecast now of rains where we still don't have it done. I mean, parts of Illinois had 1 to 3 last night. Parts didn't get any, but I think it's now the weather of how quick we can get what's left done.
More rain on the way, according to our meteorologist, Ed Kieser. So is the trade going to begin to think that 7% unplanted in corn is going to beans?
I think, you know, if you look at last year and the five-year average, we always have some to plant in June. So I don't think they're going to be as crazy about that as they are about the outside markets.
And the money flow has been serious. Yesterday we had new longs enter the market again in corn.
Right. We had new fund buying came in on everything. The trend following funds, the index funds, and the hedge funds were all buying. And fund money coming in from everywhere.
So what do you think that implies for the market in the short term? Are we headed significantly higher, slightly higher? Are we looking at the potential for a blow-off top in the short term?
Well, we might have already had that. We're looking for slightly higher. We're looking to buy breaks, 6, 8, 10 cents breaks on corn. But the 71 is the next goal, and after that you're at 90. After that, there's people going all the way to 520, but I don't know that we can get to that 5 number first. And it's really going to be weather and outside markets.
Where's Bates' general recommendation for hedging on new crop right now?
New crop right now, we would be starting to do corn right now, and on beans we would be about 40% hedged at these prices.
Nothing wrong with $10 beans off the combine, is there?
$10.30 in our area, and hey, I'd probably be 50 and even more hedged right now on the beans. We're corn, we still got a shot at 20 to 30 more, but we would want to be taking advantage of getting stuff started and be 25, 30% sold on new crop corn, either hedged or cash.
And very quickly, calls.
Calls are 3 to 5 lower on beans, 2 to 6 lower on corn, 8 to 11 lower on wheat.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.